Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Elder Carl Vajure.
Good afternoon, brother. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
No, I'm good. Happy the Sabbath is around the corner.
Yeah, man, it's a preparation day. I'm excited as well. I cannot wait for the sun to go down and as we bask into the glory of the Lord. Oh, goodness. Truly cannot wait. Now, we are going to be concluding this subject we studied with you a couple of days ago, death and resurrection. And I want to look at the John 3, verse 16. It's a verse that everybody who is a Christian should know off by heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now, it's a final Bible verse that brings us much hope and comfort. But how far does our belief in the blessed resurrection and of the righteous at some unknown time in the future impact our daily lives? And this is what we actually want to get down to. So, my elder, how do we prepare for death and resurrection?
You know, let's be honest, brother. People spend a lot of, actually, they spend most of their time preparing for earthly things. We prepare for our retirement. We prepare for investments. We even prepare for our funerals. But there's few people that actually prepare for eternity. Mm. And preparation for the resurrection is not about how much money that we leave behind, but it's about, or even what kind of tombstone that we have, but it's about whether we are in Christ. Mm. Now, when we look at what Jesus declared himself in John 11, 25, he said that I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. So that's why preparation is actually not about avoiding death. Mm, preparation, yeah. It's about knowing the one who conquered death. Now, here's the key. We prepare not by fearing death, but we prepare by trusting God's promises, because he has never broken a single one of his promises. And history has proved that when we study the Bible. When we look at the Red Sea, it opened. When we look at Jericho's wall, it fell. And the tomb of Jesus is empty today. And if God has kept every single one of his promises that we've studied in the Bible, he will surely keep the promise of the resurrection. So if you think of it, it's like death is like sleeping in a hotel overnight. And while you're on a long journey and you don't unpack everything, you just unpack the necessary things, because you know that this is just a temporary sleep that you're going to take on this journey. Mm. And that's what the Bible is talking about, death. It's a sleep. So we only rest for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus wakes us up at the resurrection morning. So the only way to prepare is to give your life to Christ.
Mm. Indeed, that's the only way to give your life to Christ. Now, what would you say then are the steps, you know, to salvation?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a big question, and it's a good question. You know, how do we receive this gift of eternal life?
Yeah.
And Romans 6:23 makes it very clear for me. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the eternal life is a gift. So there's about five steps that we need to follow. The first step is that we need to recognize our need, because Romans 3:23 says all have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. So none of us are exempt. We all deserve death. The second thing that we need to do is we need to repent. Because Acts 3:19 says that, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. So repentance is more than just saying sorry. Repentance is more of turning your heart away from sin and turning towards God. And once you've done that, then you need to believe in Jesus, because as per the verse that you quoted, John 3:16, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So faith in Christ's death and resurrection is the foundation for us to be saved. Mm. Then you need to confess, you need to surrender. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Mm. And I think the final step is that you then need to obey and you need to follow. Because John 14, 15 says, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. So mm-hmm. obedience, brother, is not, it's not about how we earn salvation,
yeah.
but obedience is a, it's about how we show we love the one who saved us. So if you think of salvation like a marriage, it begins with a vow, it begins with a commitment, but it grows daily.
Mm.
It grows daily in your trust, in your faithfulness. And the same is the same, it's the same thing with Christ. Salvation begins the moment that you accept him, but it grows as you walk with him day by day. So to my brothers and sisters that are listening, the question is not, do you go to church or did you grow up as a Christian? But the real question is, have you personally surrendered your life to Jesus Christ? And that decision makes all the difference between eternal life and eternal death.
Very important indeed. Now, how does the certainty of resurrection, you know, at Christ's second coming, impact our sense of hope in our everyday life?
I think that this is where truth actually touches the heart. And why do I say that? Because mm-hmm. every one of us in this world has lost someone at some point in time.
Oh yeah.
And death brings tears. Death, even when we look at Jesus wept at Lazarus' tomb. But the difference for us as believers is that we grieve with hope. Because in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, we are told that we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. So, yes, we still cry when someone dies, but our tears are mixed with assurance. Why? Because we know that death is something that is temporary. It's a temporary sleep, and we know that the resurrection is sure. So it's like when a loved one, my cousin traveled overseas recently. Yes, I cried about it. When she left, because I'm going to miss her, but I'm not despaired because I know one day I'm going to see her again. So that's exactly how death is for a believer. We are apart for a little while, but that reunion is something that's guaranteed at the resurrection. So when a loved one dies, brother, just to close off on that one,
mm-hmm.
we need to ask, which resurrection will they rise in? That's the key. The key is the way that they lived. The key is, did they have faith in Christ? That is their testimony.
Mm.
And our comfort is knowing that if they died in Christ, they will rise in the first resurrection to eternal life. And we too have that same opportunity. We too have that same saving grace. If we want to be with him, we need to give our lives to Christ.
Mm. And that's the only way, really. We've got to give our mm-hmm. life to Christ so that at that great getting up morning, we're there. Now, yes, you've covered the next question about, because I was going to ask how the understanding of death and resurrection impact our approach to grief and loss. And I think you've touched on that one. You want to expand on it?
Maybe my final thoughts on this topic, just to bring everything home on everything that we've studied so far.
Mm-hmm.
I can say, brother, that like death is inevitable, something that's inevitable because of sin. But eternal life is a gift that we get from Christ, and the choice is ours. So every person that's listening to us right now will rise again. Every single one of us will rise again.
Yeah.
But the question is, which resurrection will you rise in?
Mm.
Because there's no gray area. It's either the first resurrection to eternal life or the second resurrection to judgment and to the second death. But the good news is, brother, that you don't have to guess. You can make your choice today. So it's like you can think of it like, you know, when you're farming, And you plant a seed in the soil. When you bury that seed in the soil, that seed looks dead. It's gone. It's forgotten. You probably even forgot the position where you buried it. But when the rain comes, that same seed is going to spring to life, and it's going to spring to life more beautiful than before. And that's exactly what happens to God's children. We are going to be planted in the grave one day, but we will be only planted for a season. But once we are raised, we will be raised in glory when Jesus comes. Because Revelation 21 says, it promises that he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, no more crying, no more pain, for the older things they have passed away. So may this be our choice today, brother. That we be ready for the resurrection. Surrender your life to Christ, walk with him daily, and let this saving grace, his saving grace, cover you. Because when Jesus comes, death is going to lose its sting, and the grave will lose its victory, and we will be with the Lord forever. And I want to be there, and I know you want to be there. So let's make the right choice whilst there's still time.
Beautiful. Elder Calvazuda, thank you so much for your time. Blessings and blessings upon you. Until we talk again, I wish you a fantastic Friday and a blessed Sabbath ahead.
Thank you so much, my brother, for the opportunity, and blessings to our listeners.
Lovely. Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.